Welcome. In this lesson, we'll go through the graphics approach, how to modulate a foghorn bass in Ableton Live 12 using the stock vocoder to get that gritty pirate radio energy while keeping the low end solid and the vocal intelligible. This is an intermediate vocals lesson for drum and bass. Set your Live set to around 170 BPM and keep levels conservative. We won't be doing final mastering here. First, what you'll build. By the end of this session, you'll have a wave-eatable foghorn carrier patch with a strong sub and rich mid harmonics, a short, processed vocal chain ready to act as the vocoder modulator, a vocoder routing where the vocal modulates the foghorn carrier, a post-vocoder processing chain that adds pirate radio grit, band pass flavor, frequency shifter warble, bit reduction, and saturation, while preserving the sub through parallel routing. Let's walk through it step by step. Project Skeleton: create 3 tracks. 1. A MIDI track named Foghorn Carrier, Wave Eatable. 2. An audio track named Vocal Mod, Audio, and load your vocal phrase or chopped sample there. 3. Optionally, a return or group track called Foghorn Vocoder FX, group to hold combined post-processing. Set a global key or simply match the carrier to the vocal by ear. Build the Foghorn Carrier in Wave Eatable. Insert Wave Eatable on the Foghorn Carrier MIDI track. Oscillators. Set oscillator 1 to a thick wave-eatable position. Think analog or classic sawed mix, and drop it down 1 or 2 octaves, around minus 24 to minus 36 semitones for strong sub content. If you prefer, use a separate sine sub on its own track later. Set oscillator 2 to a richer, more harmonic wave-eatable an octave up. Detune it slightly to create movement in the upper partials. Filter and drive. Use Wave-Eatable's filter in classic LP or MS24 mode. Keep the cutoff low, somewhere between 100 and 600 Hz depending on the key, and add a touch of resonance and filter drive for color. Movement. Use LFO 1 sync to quarter or eighth notes with a small amount sent to the filter cutoff so the foghorn breathes. Use a short envelope or a second slow LFO to add a tiny pitch wobble to the carrier. A few cents up to 20-40 cents will give that wobble without making it musical chaos. Voicing. Keep the patch mostly mono for sub-coherency. If you need width, add a small amount of unison only on the higher oscillator, not on the sub. Sub. I strongly recommend a separate sine sub on its own track at minus 24 or minus 36 semitones. This guarantees phase-coherent low-end on club systems. Prepare the vocal modulator on the audio track on the vocal mod track. Clean and shape the vocal before it hits the vocoder. Eck. Insert EQ 8 and high pass around 8120 Hz to remove low rumble. If the vocal is boxy, gently cut 250-600 Hz. Compression. Add glue compressor or compressor. Try a 3:1 ratio, medium attack and a relatively quick release to even the level and keep character. Saturation. Add a saturator with a medium curve and a small drive amount. 2-4 dB of gain for grit. Optionally add dynamic tube for extra tonal color. Gate. If you want staccato pirate phrases, add a gate and set the threshold so breaths and noise are trimmed and phrases feel tight. Level. Keep the vocal output healthy but not clipping. This track will be the vocoder's modulator. Set up the Ableton vocoder. Carrier and sidechain. Insert the vocoder on your wave-eatable carrier track. Open the vocoder's sidechain and select the vocal mod track. This makes the vocal the modulator and the wave-eatable the carrier. The key graphics arrangement here. Increase bands to around 32 to 40 for better intelligibility. If you want a chunkier, more robotic tone, try 12-16 bands, but clarity drops. Set attack fast, around 110 ms, to preserve consonants. Release around 80-200 ms works well. Longer release smooths vowels. Start with dry slash wet at about 50%, so the carrier body remains present. Adjust from there. Use small amounts of the vocoder's shift or formant controls if you want to nudge the perceived pitch or character, but make subtle changes. Post-vocoder processing, for pirate radio grit, route the vocoded output into your foghorn vocoder FX group along with the parallel sub sign. Parallel sub. Keep the sub sign mixed under the vocoded mid. Either route it into the same group or keep it as a separate track blended beneath the group. EQ and band pass. After the vocoder, use EQ to create a band pass flavor in roughly the 200-1500 Hz range for transmitter character. Automate or sweep this cutoff to emphasize the mid-range when needed. Corpus. Put corpus in and pick metal or tube mode at a subtle amount to add metallic resonances. Tame any ringing with narrow EQ cuts afterward. Frequency shifter. Add a frequency shifter and apply a tiny shift with slow modulation to simulate off-frequency drift. Rates of 0-10 Hz and tiny amounts are effective. Saturation and redux. Add saturator for harmonic thickness and a little redux for digital grit. Keep the redux wet amount low to taste, noise. Create a return track with vinyl crackle or low-level noise. Filter it with an auto-filter band pass, and send a little to the group for texture. Compression. Finish with glue compressor on the group to glue mid and sub. Slow attack so transients breathe. Medium release, and aim for 1-3 dB of gain reduction. Stereo. Keep the subs mono with utility. Widen only the higher harmonics slightly. Automation and performance. Automate key parameters to create pirate radio dynamics. Vocoder dry slash wet, frequency shifter amount, and the band pass cutoff for tuning in slash out effects. Quickly automate vocal input gain or send for bursty overdrive. Try short stutters by chopping vocal slices and gating them or using clip envelopes to simulate dropouts. Common mistakes to avoid: don't route the vocoder the wrong way. Vocoder must sit on the carrier track with the vocal selected as its sidechain input. Don't overwhet the vocoder and lose your sub. Always keep a parallel mono sub. Don't use too few bands if you need intelligibility. 32 bands is a good sweet spot. Avoid oversaturation without EQ. It can make the mix boxy. Never widen the sub frequencies. Keep them mono. Pro tips: make the foghorn harmonically related to the song key so the vocoded formants sit naturally. Automate slow pitch drift and filter movement to simulate signal drift. Pre-emphasize the vocal around 2-5 kHz before the vocoder to help consonants survive processing. Sidechain the vocoded group from the kick to keep DNB energy and clarity. Use two vocoder instances or parallel processing if you want more control over carrier body versus vocal detail. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Make a 4-bar loop at 170 BPM with a simple kick slash snare. 2. Build a wave-eatable foghorn with a sine sub and a detuned upper oscillator. 10 minutes. 3. Drop a short vocal phrase on the vocal track, HP filter and add saturator. 5 minutes. 4. Put the vocoder on the foghorn track, sidechain the vocal, set bands equals 32, attack equals 5 ms, release equals 120 ms, dry slash wet equals 40%. 5 minutes. 5. Add small frequency shifter, light redux, and a vinyl noise return. 5 minutes. 6. Automate the vocoder dry slash wet from 20% to 80% over 2 bars and check the sub after. Goal: a 4-bar loop, where the foghorn becomes a vocalized pirate radio blast without losing the low end. Recap: you've built a wave-eatable foghorn carrier, prepared a vocal modulator, routed the vocal into Ableton's vocoder with the carrier on the synth track and the vocal as sidechain, and sculpted the vocoded output with stock effects for pirate radio grit. Keep a parallel mono sub. Use around 32 bands for vocal clarity, add subtle frequency shifting and lo-fi processing, and automate key parameters for energy. Quick signal flow sanity check. Think: clean vocal modulator right arrow vocoder sidechain right arrow carrier synth with vocoder right arrow post vocoder group EQ corpus freak shifter saturator redux glue right arrow parallel sub summed in. If something sounds off, check the vocoder sidechain routing first. A few final practical habits: preserve a mono sub below tilde 120 Hz. Mix it in parallel. Freeze or bounce heavy wave-eatable plus vocoder chains to save CPU. Save at least 2 snapshots, a raw wet version and a cleaner version, so you can /B during mixdown. That's the graphics approach to modulating a foghorn bass in Ableton Live 12 for Pirate Radio Energy. Load up your session, follow the steps, and experiment with automation and subtle modulation until you find the perfect transmitted blast. Good luck, and have fun!